4 o'clock, you say at 4 o'clock, school does what?
Is out.
Okay. Do you ever say it turns out or lets out or?
No, is out.
Uh-huh. And after vacation, children would ask, when does school
end?
Or after vacation.
Oh, after vacation, when does school start?
And if a child left home to go to school and didn't show up in school that day, he'd say she
was absent or played hooky.
Uh-huh. And after high school, you go on to
college.
And years ago, children sat on benches at school, but now they sit at
desks.
And each child has his own
desk.
And a six-year-old goes into the...
A six-year-old goes mm-hmm. into first grade.
And if you wanted to check out a book, you'd go to the...
Library.
And to mail a package.
Post office.
And you'd stay overnight in a strange town at a...
Motel or hotel.
And you see a play or a movie at a...
Theater.
And if you had to have an operation, you'd go into the...
Had to have an operation, you had to go to the hospital.
And the woman that would look after you.
A nurse.
And you'd catch a train at the...
Depot or station.
Or you could call that the rail... The
railroad station.
And before they had buses in town, they used to have... Things that would run off tracks and have a wire?
Streetcar.
Did they have those around here?
We used to, yes. When I was a little girl, I was about 8 or 10 years old. I used to like to ride the streetcar all the time.
So they
still have them in Chicago, or had, but I think they still do.
I've never been. Well, I was in Chicago when I was 2 or 3.
But. I used to call them trolley cars.
Mm-hmm.
And that little girl used to ask me, because they called it streetcars, and she used to ask me, why do you call them trolley cars? I said, because that's a proper name for them, trolley cars.
Mm-hmm. What did they call them in Chicago?
Streetcars.
Streetcars.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Or the L's, that are the elevated trains,
mm-hmm.
or the subs.
Mm-hmm. You tell the bus driver, this next corner is where...
Where I get off.
And say if you have a piece of furniture, and it's not sitting directly in the corner, you know, you
it's
don't have enough...
Catacorner.
Okay. How else do you use that word, catacorner?
Well, I guess that's about the only expression that I know, catacorner.
Well, say if two streets cross like that, you know, and you were at this corner and wanted to get over to this corner, instead of walking like this, you walk like this, would you say you walk at catacorner then?
Yes, I think so. That's what I would use, or what is the proper word?
No, I was just wondering
how I would use it. Well, I guess, yeah, I would.
And you say, here in Webb County, Laredo is the what of Webb County?
The seat.
Huh?
The seat.
Okay. And if you were a postmaster, you'd be working for the federal...
Government.
And the police in town are supposed to maintain...
Order, law and order.
And the fight between the North and the South was called the...
The what?
The North and the South.
The what between?
The fight.
The fight between North and the South?
Where they freed the slaves. That was the... Did you ever hear the
Civil War.
Uh-huh. Any other names for that?
I don't think so.
And before they had the electric chair, murderers were...
Hanged.
And you say that man went out and what himself?
Hung himself.
And... He said, that would be a hard mountain to...